Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through...
two more reps, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Great to be with you. Hey, peeling yourself off to my Monday, Jeff DeForest, along with a kaleidoscopic eyeball, Mike Lubitsch. You look pretty good for a guy that watched 300 basketball games over the weekend. How are you feeling? Good. You all right?
I'm doing well. Just recovering from an action-packed weekend of college basketball. How was your weekend?
How great was that?
Yeah, it was freaking amazing.
Told the story many times about the occasion where I had a religious epiphany, where I realized what life was really all about and what it was like to be part of the human condition. And that was many, many years ago. I was covering University of Miami basketball. I was doing play-by-play for University of Miami basketball. I did it for a couple of seasons. And sure enough, we're in New York. The Miami team was in the Big East, and they were taking on St. John's. So I'm all excited. I'm going to be calling a game at Alumni Hall, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Felipe Lopez was the big star for St. John's. I wanted to see this guy play. And I also had an inclination that this was going to be the University of Miami under Leonard Hamilton, Coach Leonard Hamilton's first win ever in Big East competition. They had gone into this ball game 0-17 in Big East play. They're getting 15.5 points. So I'm trying to kill the day. I'm all excited. I can't wait for this ball game to start. I enjoyed calling the games as it was, and turned out to be an historic occasion as I met one of my personal heroes, the great Bob Shepard. We've told that story many times, too, as I'm introduced to Bob Shepard, the stadium announcer, of course, Yankee Stadium, and he did the Giants games as well. And he also happened to be the PA announcer at Alumni Hall and for St. John's games. I don't know if he did it at the Garden. I think it was probably exclusive to Alumni Hall. The Garden had their own guy. And, of course, I get introduced to Bob Shepard by the guy that was doing the games with, a legendary South Florida announcer, a gentleman named Sonny Hirsch, was the voice of the Hurricanes for years and years. And he says, "Hey, Bob, I want you to meet somebody. He really is a big fan of stadium announcers, ring announcers, and all of that." And I said, "Bob, it's a pleasure to meet you." And he looks at me and he says, "Thank you. Thank you."
Yeah.
And I thought, holy fuck, the guy actually said everything twice. He was like Tony two times or something out of the Goodfellas movie. So that was great. And then earlier in the day, I had to kill some time. So naturally, my instinct in any city that we visited was to find the nearest racetrack or casino and spend the day there, spending my money and having to unfortunately inflate my expense account. I felt kind of a little bit like this Mr. Rahu, or whatever his name is, the guy that was involved as the interpreter in the Shohei Ohtani case. But so I would pad the expense account a couple of $100. Say I took somebody out to dinner or whatever, and it would make up for some of my losses. Anyway, I drift over to a New York Jamaica OTB parlor, and I'm in there for a while. I'm not doing particularly well. There are no screens at this time. This was a very primitive version of simulcasting. If you're familiar with racing setups, now you got giant movie screens all over in the race books. They're absolutely spectacular, and you can catch all the races on your phone or whatever. Back then, you had no way to visualize the race unless they were transmitting it, which they weren't at this particular off-track betting parlor. This was, I don't know that it was the early days of it, but nonetheless, it was a very prehistoric type of setup. And so everybody's looking up at a little speaker for some reason. You couldn't see the race. You could have been looking anywhere. You would have got the same impact. But for some reason, everybody's looking up at the ceiling at the speaker as the announcer was calling a race. And I'm looking up, and then all of a sudden, I just detach myself from the situation for a second as my horse probably was hopelessly out of it. And I look around at this group of people staring up at the ceiling, and I'm thinking, fuck, this may not be hell, but it's probably purgatory. And hell must be being in the same room with the same ugly people and realizing that you can't make a bet.
Yeah,
that's got to be it. So I decided I would go down a much more, what would it be? I mean, wholesome path after that, trying to avoid being trapped in the same room with those people into perpetuity, into eternity, into infinity, and have to sit around and look at a bunch of ugly scumbags that all look like they came off the cover of the Aqualung album. I don't know if you remember that one, Louie. That may be too old of a reference, huh? Aqualung, you remember that? Jethro Tull.
I've heard of it, obviously. Park, bang,
eyeing pretty girls with bad intent. I think it was little girls. But one thing that you could say is true, Libby, and I think you would find this a constant in the various gambling emporiums that you've circulated in over the years in your association with various lowlifes and scumbags that I've introduced you to. And that is that you rarely see like hot babes in there dressed as if they were about to go clubbing. And they're sitting in there screaming. Now there is the occasion where every now and then you're kind of shaken up because you see some hot babe and she's yelling and screaming, come on with that six, come on with that six. But in general, and I had this experience this past Friday night, Luby, where somebody was having, a friend of ours was having a birthday party. And there's a place locally here in South Florida. It's in Davie, Florida, called Roundup. Have you been to this place?
I have, yes.
Country Western bar.
Yes.
Where they sort of intermingle line dancing lessons with actual dancing. They have no live band there, nothing. Place is fucking jammed. I was there for the first time on Friday night.
Friday nights, it used to be ladies' night, so it's like fucking hammered.
They must be getting in for free or something. Because literally, there was a line around a block. You would have thought the Allman Brothers were about to record their live album at the Fillmore East. I have never seen so many people clamoring to get into a place. But the point is, you are more likely, much more likely to find a hot babe at a place like that than you are in any kind of gambling setting, which is why it's so strange, Luby. And the point of all this is, how is it now that everybody that's giving out games on TV is some smoking hot young chick? Now, in this case, ESPN now features, I guess, on their Sunday shows for football and maybe other occasions, a young lady named Erin Dolan. Have you seen Erin Dolan? Erin Dolan is a very attractive young lady, always impeccably dressed, as if the clothes trade has to be just enormous that she's worked out with ESPN. And she's giving out games, and I have no idea if she does well or not. She sounds pretty authoritative. She speaks the language. She's got the degenerate vernacular down. Is she picking correctly? I don't know. Well, we used to know the guy that was doing the football games for years and years. He was a local announcer here named Hank Goldberg. And Hank routinely would go 1-4, 0-5. He had one good year. And other than that, he was pretty much burying the public, as you would expect almost all public handicappers are doing. You listen to the guy that's giving the selections at the track. How often does he stray away from the favorites? He gives you the favorites, 1, 2, 3 in order. You got the first choice, second choice, third choice. Those are my picks. Good luck, everybody.
Exactly.
And go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
That's essentially what they're saying. Nobody really pays too much attention to these people, although you always like to see your opinion verified. You'd like to see your opinion validated. If you like Drake, by the way, which, look at us, Luby, we should be talking, right? We gave out New Mexico, buried. Drake, buried. And those were our two big wise guy plays that we got from our series of handicappers that we've talked to throughout the week leading up to the tournament. And all we managed to do was separate you from your money. A full money will soon be separated. Anyway, so this Erin Dolan goes on ESPN, and she gives out a pick, and she says that she likes Northwestern under the total that they had predicted for Northwestern to score in this game. And she liked them under 60.5. Against UConn, against the number one overall seed in the tournament. Northwestern had survived the first round by beating FAU, and she thought that they were going to get clobbered by UConn, in this ballgame. And it turned out that she was correct. But prior to that, they ended up scoring only 58 points. But prior to that, Reese Davis, who's hosting the show, looks over to Erin Dolan and tells everybody in the audience that this is the biggest mortal lock he's ever heard of. In fact, it's a risk-free investment. Now, there's a lot of controversy about this because all of a sudden you have all these people that are in bed with these various betting outlets. I mean, essentially, you're embracing a bookmaker and endorsing a bookmaker when you're endorsing FanDuel and DraftKings, which we wouldn't mind doing at all. If you put FanDuel and DraftKings up on here, I tell you what, we're telling you it's the greatest thing you ever did in your life, which we're advocates of degenerate gambling. Mm-hmm. So you're preaching to the choir here. But Reese Davis says that this is a risk-free investment. That's how he puts it.
And that's not true.
And caught a lot of backlash as a result of that, because you got a guy, a TV commentator, telling you, go ahead, unload all of your money, man. You can't lose.
Exactly.
Shades of Stu Heiner, and the guy's on ProLine, some screaming maniac there. What are we looking at here? The panel on Two for the Money?
Exactly.
How can a commentator come on TV and tell you that you cannot lose your money? This is a risk-free investment. Now, they're talking to a lot of young pinheads that probably think, oh, yeah, Reese Davis, well, he knows what he's talking about. I'm going to put everything I got on this thing. And the next thing you have is a Shohei Ohtani situation where your parents are wondering, hey, what happened to the $200,000 that was in our bank account? What do you mean you took out a second mortgage on
exactly.
the house? It was a risk-free investment. Now, she turned out to be right, but caught a lot of flack as a result. And very interesting that you would have ESPN have one of their hosts telling you that you can't lose, that this is guaranteed. What would they have given the people their money back
if this had
gone down? Look, which it was close. It wasn't like it was, far away from
her. She barely got away with it. I mean, like
a couple of free throws and you're fucked.
But handicappers do that all the time, but they're not, they're not television hosts that have built a rapport without gambling. So that's a weird place for Reese Davis to go. Like, of course there's risk. They almost lost.
Yes. The minute you put your money up, it's at risk.
That's the whole thing.
It's the entire time that the game is on. Everybody knows
risk.
It. There are so many ways, 50 ways to lose your money. You got to go to a Paul Simon song for that, right?
I mean, everyone was
all
in.
They should revise that song for gambling purposes. I'm surprised somebody hasn't asked him, hey, Paul, can you put together 50 ways to lose your money? Because let's face it, bad calls, turnovers, all kinds of crazy missed free throws. Zillion ways to lose, especially when you're betting the NCAA tournament, which had everybody befuddled for the most part on the first day. Louis, how did you make out? I mean,
I know where I am now.
What we saw in many occasions, they were carrying the chalk players out in body bags on day number one. That's for sure.
Yep.
Settled down a little bit, and now you sort of have what usually transpires in the tournament, where you get all these big major upsets. First day of the tournament, maybe even get a couple on the second day of the tournament, and some team makes a Cinderella-like run. But nonetheless, for the most part, you got chalk in play all the way through. If you pick the favorites in the tournament to go to the Final Four, you're in pretty good shape right now, because if you have the number one seeds, for example, you have four of the 16 teams that are left in the tournament. But what do you think in general? I mean, it was very entertaining all the way around. When you have a team like Yale winning a first-round game, and James Madison, I guess, was a hot team in terms of number of victories, but I don't know that you expected them to crush somebody on day number one of the tournament. They subsequently went out and got absolutely blasted, annihilated on their second round game. But what did you think? Oakland, I guess, was the big story. They nearly took out NC State, who's a little bit of a Cinderella themselves, after winning the opening game over Kentucky. And have you ever seen a guy look more miserable than John Calipari did after that loss?
Yeah, that was... Look, I mean, he's been horrendous in the tournament the last 5 years. The heading into the second round, it was a lot of upsets. And then it felt like Saturday and Sunday sort of settled in. Yeah, you had Clemson take out Baylor, and you do have NC State moving on. But again, they took out a 14th-seeded Oakland. So it wasn't like they were actually the higher seed there. For what we've
Grand
had the last...
Grand Canyon, I guess, was surprising to people.
Grand Canyon pushed Alabama and almost got past at Alabama. You had the games. It felt like not the last few years. It felt like years past, where like it almost went to form. Yeah, the first round was fun, and there was a lot of upsets. It felt like the second round, a lot of people were saying it was boring. There was a lot of blowouts, and felt like it went to form for the most part. I mean, you didn't really have a lot of upsets in the second round, which most people like. At some point, you want the blue bloods there. I don't know. I go either way. I love the upsets.
I love the
spread fun
teams. I love when St. Peter's made
it. I just like that. I think it's more fun. It's more unpredictable. Like, that's why people were saying yesterday was boring, because it was blowout. The Marquette game, the first game of the day, was the one game that wasn't a blowout. And I get at the end of the day, I guess Texas A&M crept back in and pushed that game to overtime. I thought that game was over. I stopped paying attention to... Houston and Texas A&M. I was like, Houston felt like they had pulled away to the point where they had the game in hand And again, that's what makes the tournament great. But Houston still won. And they still won by five. Like,
I believe our buddy Brandon Lang had Houston going down in the second round.
Oh, he almost got it. He almost got it.
I would imagine the spread was accomplished in that game by Texas A&M. Although, is there anything more futile than you have some giant underdog and you're getting 8 or 9 points and somehow they're in the game all the way and they take it into overtime and then lose by 12?
Exactly.
That's always disgusting when that happens. Overtime will kill anybody that's in the betting business for the most part, although sometimes you need a miracle. You need to get to overtime. Nonetheless, a lot of action, a lot of exciting action. The Visine was in plentiful supply over the weekend, and now we have the Sweet 16 coming up next week. So, 8 more games on tap next week. 4 on Saturday, 4 on four on Thursday.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
On Friday. And then we're getting down to the semifinals and eventually to crown a champion there. The other thing that's going to break today, Shohei Ohtani is going to break his silence. Mm. Now, is he going to use the same interpreter? Does this guy because he would be the guy that you want to have answer some questions, wouldn't it? Ipe Mizuhara. Now, it turns out this guy's resume is more bogus than George Santos. Mm. Ipe Mizuhara. Now, I don't know what this means because our theory is this, and we've gotten this from a couple of sources, which we don't know for sure that they're credible, but we have a tendency to believe that these guys aren't fantasizing about this. These are people that have had contact with this guy, Boyer, who was the bookmaker at the center of the FBI's investigation into illegal gambling in California. He got nailed, and you had the feeling that the reason this Ohtani story sprouted to begin with and came to the surface to begin with is he probably looked at the feds as they turned the lights on and said, "You want names?
Yeah.
What's he going to do? I mean, he's going to try and get himself some kind of break in terms of potential punishment and or consequences. And the first guy in usually gets the best deal. So if he tells the feds, "Hey, I got Shohei Ohtani by the balls, man. He owes me $4.5 million and supposedly more than that." Well, that's probably going to go a long way towards mediating his circumstances and helping him avoid maximum punishment and a complete collapse of his life. Maybe less time, whatever. But the whole idea that the interpreter did this thing seems very far-fetched to me. I don't know about you, Libby. How do you feel about this? Will we get to the bottom of it? Find out it was Barzini all along. It was Otani all along. No. Is that going to surface today? I can't imagine that he's ready to admit to this.
He's not admitting to anything, and I think he'll get away. But it's hard for me to believe that he had no involvement, because I guess he's admitted that he paid off his friend's debts. I don't know. It feels weird to me that it's only the interpreter. But we have friends that are big gamblers and very cynical people that actually do believe it. So
they believe that it was the interpreter?
Yeah, they believe it was him entirely. They're like, look,
he found a way to keep this a secret. Nobody knew he was doing it. And then on top of that, what bookmaker is extending some guy whose job title is interpreter? How much money could you make as an interpreter?
No,
he was getting paid $500,000. Think about that. $500,000, because it was a generous payout situation. He's working with Otani. He's got to have, allow them certain conditions, like he's not going to ever say anything about the guy. I mean, you have people like that they never say anything about their boss or whatever. And I don't know. How much could he have been making that some bookie was willing to extend him $4.5 million worth of credit?
No, that's the thing.
How many games do you have to bet? How long do you have to not have paid your debt to be in the whole $4.5 million? You think that happened in one weekend or one
day? No. I mean, these are all the questions that don't make sense to me. And it feels like it's more Otani than it is the interpreter. But I guess if he had established that he knew Otani, then the bookie would be like, all right, fuck it. At some point, and look, supposedly that's what happened. Supposedly Otani did pay off his debt. So the bookie.
I don't know that any bookie, though, trusts that somebody that is unaware of the situation or that you're even doing this is going to accept that some other guy is going to vouch for you.
I mean, you shouldn't. The bookie shouldn't. Yeah. But in this case, it seems to have what happened and been proven true. My thing is,
somebody comes, you go to some bookmaker and they say, hey, Joe Biden's going to take care of my ticket. Is he going to say, sure, Luby, go ahead. Why don't you bet like $4 or $5 million? You want some more action on that? I'll extend you an even bigger line of credit. This guy, Ipe Mizuhara, apparently, he said, his resume says he went to UC Riverside. They say he never saw the site of the campus.
Oh, Jesus.
He was never there. They say he was the interpreter for Hideki Okajima when he was with the Red Sox. The Red Sox have no record of him ever being employed by the team.
Oh, wow. So he just straight up lied the whole time.
He said that he also went with Okajima when he was on the spring training roster for the Yankees, but the Yankees can't figure out if they ever saw this guy. And it turned out Okajima never made the team, so he never was officially an interpreter for Okajima as a Yankee. In fact, I don't even know if this guy's Japanese. He's some schlep from Brooklyn. I don't know what the heck is the story there. But too many things don't add up. It's never the crime, it's the cover-up, Louie, that usually gets people in giant jackpots. And this seems to be very feeble, so it'd be very interesting to see what, through an interpreter, Shohei Ohtani has to say about this situation today. What's he going to say? I'm very disappointed in the behavior of Mizuhara. I trusted him completely. I let him have access to my bank accounts, and look, he fucked me.
Yes.
And everybody's going to go, okay, Shohei, thanks. Nice job there the other day in Korea when you got the 5 hits. Unbelievable. So gambling all over the place. But anybody that tells you that you are making a risk-free investment in any gambling endeavor, you could have secretariat against a bunch of plow horses at Beulah Park, and there's always a chance that the jockey falls off. There's Turcotte. He's on the ground. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what? Is that the three?
Exactly.
With no rider? Exactly. What are you telling me? Everybody's been burnt too many times to know that that's the case. So big jackpot there. ESPN now recommending risk-free investments. Not even telling you to go ahead and use your FanDuel account, go ahead and lose all of your money, but to tell you that your investment, whatever you say, this Aaron Dolan, this babe, which literally, Luby, how many times have you seen stone gorgeous babes in any kind of gambling situation?
Never. You've been in? That's what's funny about these shows. Because I don't know any women that actually gamble, let alone
are giving advice. So he's getting to look like Ratso Rizzo out of the Midnight Cowboy movie. I mean, the Dustin Hoffman character, where the guy looks like he slept in his car for the last 3 weeks, if he had a car. Unbelievable. Just was riding around on the subway all night, sleeping on one of the
seats. I see this one all the time, and I'm like, and she's great looking, and I'm like,
good looking girl, no question.
I've never actually heard what she said, so I don't know if she knows what she's doing or not, but it's like, in my experience, I've never seen that woman.
Sounds authoritative. Yeah.
Ever in a sports book or a gambling enterprise.
It's not even called gambling anymore, Reese. It's risk-free investment time. which we know that even the safest and most sound of investments can go up in smoke, as evidenced by my investment portfolio, which, you know, I got into the stock market right before it crashed about 20 years ago. And then I owned three homes in 2008. So what good am I? These were risk-free investments at the time. You couldn't go wrong. I had a very solid plan to get out of this stuff, Luby. I would have been retired. I'd be somewhere in Costa Rica pushing a jet ski into the water today instead of doing these shows, if there was such a thing as a risk-free investment.
Exactly. So,
anyway, that was kind of interesting. Great stuff in the tournament over the weekend. Many other things happening on the sporting front. And we'll get into them as the week develops. And, of course, everybody excited to follow the next round of games into the Sweet 16. And then we didn't even mention, did we mention the women's tournament, Luby? Do we need to?
Have you paid attention?
Or is it just a celebration of Caitlin Clark until she loses?
Something with Kim Mulkey and Caitlin Clark, I guess, won again. I don't know. That's all I know.
Are those the only two factors that are going on in women's basketball? Kim Mulkey being an asshole and Caitlin Clark being compared to Pete Maravich, which a lot of people find offensive.
Yeah, that's all I know. I haven't heard anything else. Is there anything else going on?
That's it.
Are they playing games?
There goes our sexist, gender-biased reporting and performing here on the show. Great being with you. Thanks so much, people, for tuning in. We'll do it again tomorrow. I hope you guys had success and that you're somewhere ahead of the cleaning lady in the office pool. For Mike Luby Lubitz, I'm Jeff DeForest. We'll catch you next time on the next edition. Never see any babes in these gambling joints. Unless you go to the Kentucky Derby. That kind of thing.
The man handicapping.
In general, degenerate circumstances, no babes.
I've never seen anyone that looks like her handicapping ever. Never.
Never. No, never. Screaming, yelling for a horse, screaming at some jockey or a harness driver. You're a fucking bum. You don't see that.
No.
All right, so we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Mike Luby Lubitz, I'm Jeff DeForest.
Hey folks, Tony Segretto here. Let me ask you a question. What do you look for when you go out to eat? Good food, obviously. Friendly atmosphere, not too loud, but good energy, reasonable prices, and a place where you feel comfortable. All those ingredients, no pun meant there, are hard to find unless you're talking about the Texas Roadhouse. You see, they encompass all of those attributes. Really, really good food, amazing atmosphere, good for a family, good for a date, or just a night out for yourself, and prices that will make you extremely happy. Their ribs, unmatched. Steaks, hand-cut every day. Everything, and I mean everything, is made on-site, including their incredible bread. It's the one day, folks, that you can forget about low-carb diets. Trust me when I tell you, Texas Roadhouse, your restaurant, your destination, when you say, where should we go and eat tonight?
These days, we're all looking for comfort anywhere we can find it. Thank goodness for Landlubbers, Raw Bar and Grill in Plantation, because they are making sure you are as comfortable as possible. First of all, they're not only open for delivery and pickup. All you have to do is go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both pickup and free delivery. You're going to have the best wings in the world. You're going to have a great burger. You're going to have their amazing soups. Again, Landlubbers, Raw Bar and Grill. It's nice and easy. Just go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both your pickup and free delivery. Thank goodness for Landlubbers for making you always feel right at home.
From the newly renovated sports bar to the beautiful Bayside views captured at the Tiki Bar, Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill has it all. Located at mile marker 104, the Big Chill also offers waterfront dining while experiencing breathtaking sunset views of the Florida Keys. It's simply the hottest spot in the Keys to cool off. That's Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill at mile marker 104 in Key Largo. For more information, call today at 305-453-9066.
Texting between two different kinds of phones makes photos blurry, ugly, and security risky. Not just that. It also makes video calling, editing messages, or leaving a group nearly impossible. With WhatsApp, everyone can enjoy seamless messaging with the protection of end-to-end encryption. Streamline your messages across all devices on WhatsApp. Message privately with anyone you want. Click the banner or download now to learn more.
Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints for your painting project at Menards. Paint in one coat with MaxBond Plus exterior paint. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance. With over 800 one-coat colors, it's designed to work for you. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.